This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. Put science into the Senate. That's the central message of an ad for U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Merev Ben-David. The wildlife ecologist and University of Wyoming professor studies how climate is affecting ecosystems. In her new ad, we hear from lawmakers who have long ignored the facts on climate change, beginning at the top with President Donald Trump.
I don't think science knows, actually.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
So I'm not a scientist.
But I am a scientist.
In the opening of that ad, we heard Trump speaking to California lawmakers about the devastating wildfires that are ravaging the West Coast. The president said the earth will get cooler. His remarks are hardly surprising. In the past, Trump has described climate change as a hoax. Ben David, for her part, doesn't have time for such absurd statements.
Do you know how scientists get stuff done? We don't dismiss facts. We embrace them. We don't tune each other out. We listen. We don't care about ideology. We care about evidence.
Ben David is the Democratic challenger to Republican candidate Cynthia Lummis, a Wyoming political fixture. Lummis represented Wyoming in the U.S. House of Representatives for four terms. In August, the conservative lawmaker was endorsed by Trump. She wants to prop up Wyoming's fragile fossil fuels industry, and that's a message that resonates across much of the state. On the other end of the spectrum sits Ben David. She says Wyoming will be uniquely affected by climate change because of its reliance on the fossil fuels industry. And we're seeing this play out. Wyoming's economy is in a free fall due to that industry's decline and the COVID-19 pandemic. In August, Governor Mark Gordon announced $250,000 in budget cuts. He called those reductions devastating. The answer, Ben David says, is to diversify the economy. At University of Wyoming, she has worked as an educator for more than 20 years. During that time, she's witnessed a mass exodus of young people who couldn't find jobs after they graduated.
We have been talking for decades about diversifying, expanding the economy, creating opportunities here, making sure our portfolio is diverse so we don't have boom and bust cycles in our revenue. And it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because I think our leadership is basically tied to coal and oil and gas industries and tried to push us in that direction. And I think right now, with the global demand for these sources of energy declining and declining much faster than we expected, even I expected, we need a new vision.
Former Wyoming Governor Matt Mead acknowledged this when he launched a task force called Endow. Its goal was to look at ways to diversify the economy and, in turn, keep young people in the state. Ben David says the task force was a good first step, but it didn't make many strides, she says.
Things are moving so fast in terms of technology and innovation, and especially and thankfully, here in the United States, we can find those specific industries that fit Wyoming landscapes and Wyoming's limitations. Because Amazon didn't bring their warehouse here. They put it in New York. Tesla didn't come here, even though we invited Elon Musk to bring it here. For a reason, Wyoming doesn't have the infrastructure for a lot of these industries. Wyoming doesn't have a big workforce that can accommodate the needs of such industries.
But that doesn't mean Wyoming should give up, Ben David says.
You know, as a scientist, I see the incredible development in biotechnology, in robotics, in industries that don't require a huge workforce. What they require is a skilled workforce. They don't require necessarily big and open highways. We can do it via the internet.
Wyoming is already changing, Ben David says. It's responding to the downturn in coal, oil, and gas. And she says we need a plan that focuses on making sure people don't get left behind in the process.
What we need is what I would call a just transition, because we don't want to have people who work in power plants or in coal mines or in oil fields or in, you know, the tourism industry. Basically, we don't want to leave them high and dry. So we need to think about how can we move from basically follow the projection that many of us have seen coming and many of us have been talking about. How do we make that transition just? And the idea that we have a lot of things that we need done in the state to prepare for the future to prepare for the vision, for example, that I have for Wyoming by employing the same people in not very different jobs than what they do today to improve our infrastructure and develop new industries. If you think about coal miners, we have a lot of reclamation work that needs to be done. We have plugged a lot of abandoned oil wells, and even in the Wyoming legislature, you hear people talk about these types of jobs. But not only that, we need to put broadband, bring it to every ranch and every small town in Wyoming to make sure that people have access to the innovation of the 21st century. We need to build wireless overpasses over our roads. People who can operate heavy equipment will be extremely essential for jobs like this. And at the same time, those people who are interested, those people who are able, those people who are keen on learning new skills can have retraining opportunities. And that requires both the physical infrastructure and the training require investment. And that's an investment beyond the capacity of the state of Wyoming at this time. Even if we go into our rainy day account, even if we expand Medicaid and get more revenue to the state in other ways, it will be a much bigger investment than the state can afford. And that's why I think having somebody in Washington advocating for these things for Wyoming is really critical.
Ben David has said she knows she's facing an uphill battle. Democrats in Wyoming haven't won a U.S. Senate race since 1970. Lummis, meanwhile, is a reliable pick in a state where Republicans make up roughly 70% of registered voters. But in the least populous state in the union, Ben David says the uphill climb isn't as steep. She told the environmental news outlet Grist.org that she's done the math. And to win, she needs to convince just 56,000 people to switch to support her. That means not only conservatives, but unregistered voters too. And there are a lot of those. According to the Wyoming Secretary of State's voter registration numbers, more than half the state wasn't registered to vote as of January. I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.